Welcome to Becoming Powerhouse, where we discuss the tough lessons I've learned while taking my two companies from negative revenue to over seven figures. We'll talk about the raw and vulnerable truths about being boss, as well as tips and strategies you can implement immediately for better business results. I'm your host, Nicole Overkamp, the founder and CEO of Wilcox Financial Group and Powerhouse Coaching. You can see links and other resources in our notes. Don't forget to head over to powerhousemoney.com to grab your free Powher bundle for business and subscribe to our newsletter. Now, let's dive in to today's episode. So, wow. How did I even get here? First, I'm happy you're here and taking your very precious time and spending it with me. That is super cool. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but sometimes I really question, like, how is this my life? Who am I really? And I have this out-of-body experience where I'm on the outside looking in, and there are many days where in my head, I still think I'm like 25, and we all know I am not. I'm about to be 36 this week, so I'm at that mid-30s, middle-aged range, and wow, does it feel different. But truly, from starting the company at 25 years old and floundering between knowing who I even was at that time, not being confident at all, afraid sometimes to even be present in a room, and that woman who I can't even recognize today, to learning so quickly that being an expert at your craft is far different than owning and running a company, to today, where we're still in business and successfully, might I add, against all of those people who said it was never going to work, we were never going to make it, and destined for failure. And not only is Wilcox Financial Group still in business, still thriving, we've also formed Powerhouse Money Coaching, which is the other company that has grown despite all odds. And we're just so excited to be where we are. And I will tell you, it has been one brutally wild ride. And truthfully, it still is. There are still hard days. There are still obstacles. There will be more. They just look different. And I think that ultimately is the evolution of business. It's never going to get any easier. It gets more fun. You have different problems that feel different, but there's always something, and it's how you choose to show up and how you choose to respond to those versus how you react is what I found matters most. And I am nowhere close to where I want to be, yet I'm worlds ahead of where I ever thought I would be. And so in this podcast, you're going to learn more details about my journey, but more importantly, how you can extract value from the very painful and often expensive failures that I have experienced, and how I turned them into lessons and used those as my superpowers. And I also used all of those naysayers and everyone who told me it wasn't going to work or made comments that made me feel so small. I used those people as my rocket fuel to also help me move forward and to double down and to make sure that no matter what, despite of anything, I'm going to believe in me and this is going to happen. It's going to work and I will not fail. And I really want to instill that belief in you as well, and how to train your mind and your brain to be resilient and unshakable regardless of what happens in life. And I promise you, life will happen if you haven't had it happen yet. And if not yet, and you haven't dealt with any adversity or something tough or traumatic, please DM me and let me know, because I want to know what you're doing different than everyone else. And my goal here is to inspire you, empower you, give you that extra juice you might need on a day when you're feeling completely defeated or depleted of your energy, and really to become your version of powerhouse, stepping into your unique power and becoming ultimately what you're made for. And what I mean by this is living your life authentically and thriving, not being just fine or saying good enough or just simply getting by, but truly thriving and living your life. Being in survival mode is not where we want to be. And so living your purpose, loving yourself hard enough to do the things that feel impossible, and getting through the toughest of times to build what it is you want is what this podcast is all about. And I promise you, you are so capable of achieving anything. You just need to believe it. It's that phrase, brave it until you make it. I have that faith in you, and I want to help you with all of the shortcuts and the shifts to always have positive progress. Nothing will ever be perfect, and perfect is a ridiculous goal, and it won't serve you. But as long as you're putting your best foot forward, doing 1% better, making a shift in the right direction, you are absolutely where you're meant to be. I didn't always have that unwavering belief, and it held me back. I didn't have support in the beginning. That slowed me down. I don't want you to walk the shoes that I walked. I want you to get there quicker, better, faster, stronger, with support, with a community, and all of the tools that you need. So how can you get through those limitations of your limiting beliefs? Let's find out, and let us help you with that. For this podcast and all of these episodes, I'm going to be doing mini sessions that we're going to call Power Puffs. They're going to be briefer deep dives in something specific. And when I'm recording those Power Puffs, I'm going to be taking you on my walks with me. So if you don't know this about me, which many of you probably don't, I walk every single day, no matter what. I live in Buffalo, New York. The weather here is wild. We get raging snowstorms, very cold temperatures, all the way to a lot of rain. And in the summer, it is hot and humid. And a very wise man told me one time on a flight, who was from Iceland, there are never any bad weather days. You only have the wrong clothes. And he said that to me after I was complaining about the rain on our vacation. And he really put me in my place. And he changed my perspective on that forever. And he was right. Like, it's perspective. It's how you choose to show up, right? I said that earlier. It's how you choose to respond. And I choose to walk every day. And when I'm walking every day, I'm listening to something positive. I'm listening to something that lifts me up or inspires me so that I can keep my frequency high. And when I don't do that, I feel off. And so I am worth the effort. I am worth that hard work. And even if I don't feel like it, I still get that walk in every single day. And I always have the right clothes, so the weather doesn't matter. It doesn't hold me back. And I don't use that as an excuse. So that is when I'll be recording those brief sessions. So excuse any of the background noise that you may hear, but I promise a good time. I'll also be bringing in guest experts who've become their own version of powerhouse and overcoming massive adversity. And of course, I'll be bringing Sarah on too, and we will be doing joint sessions on our journey and longer discussions that we think you'll find some value in for your own journey. The truth is, we are so much more alike than we are different. And so thank you for tuning in. I'm grateful that you decided to be here. So go be your brilliant self, and I'll catch you on the next one. You can find all of the links to our site and resources in the show notes. Let's connect on Instagram at Pow
Her House Money, and don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at powerhousemoney.com. Remember, I want to connect with you. I want to hear your thoughts and help you with all the challenges you're having. So engage, send me a DM. And of course, if you're loving this podcast, let us know and go ahead and hit the subscribe button and leave a review.